trumpet and loud let it ring. Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, ye pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
戏说基督教，李四贵牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Now let us bow our heads and pray.
现在请低头，我们祷告。
慈爱的天父上帝，在我们还没有开始研究这个题目之前，我们邀请主的灵到每一位的心中，求主与每一位听众同在，也帮助他们明白这个课文里面的意思，更是求主帮助每一位听众从这个题目之中得到一些可以鼓励他们的教训。我们这样祈求都是奉主的圣名，阿们。 Let us turn please to number 19.
现在请打开课本到第十九课。
The subject of lesson 19 is The Mighty Protector.
第十九课标题是大能的保护者。
A very prevalent custom in the East is ancestor worship.
在东方有一个非常盛行的风俗，就是祭祖。
In the ancestral halls of China,
在中国的祠堂里头，
we frequently see a tablet with these words.
我们常常看见有这样的一块牌子，上头写着这样的字：
Heaven, Earth, Rulers,Ancestors, teachers.
天地君亲师。
From time immemorial, family members have been taught to worship heaven and earth.
从很古以来，家中的人不但是要受教，要敬拜天和地。
As well as reverence to the spirits of their rulers.Forebearers and teachers.
也是要崇拜他们的君王，他们的祖先和师长的灵魂。
The first character on the tablet is always heaven.
在这个牌位上的第一个字通常都是天。
This character also appears frequently in the ancient Chinese classics.
这个字在中国古代的经典上也常常的出现。
In Beiping, there is the altar of heaven.
在北平有这个天坛。
And the temple of heaven.
也这个天坛的这个殿宇。
The ancient emperors went there yearly to sacrifice.
古时候的每一位皇帝都要到这个地方去献祭。
How abstract the word heaven is.
但是天这个字是多么抽象。
The first verse of the 19th Psalm says,
在诗篇第十九篇第一节这样说，
The heavens declare the glory of God.
诸天诉说上帝的荣耀。
Heaven itself is not the object of our worship.
天本身并不是我们崇拜的对象。
It is the creator of heaven who deserves our adoration.
值得我们崇拜乃是创造诸天的这位上帝。
He is God.
他就是上帝。
We are admonished in the Bible.
在圣经里头劝勉教导我们说，
To address him.
要称他为，
Not as heaven.
不是称他为天，
But as our heavenly father.
而是称他为我们在天上的父。
God is a personal being.
上帝是一位有位格的。
In the first chapter of Genesis,
在创世纪的第一章里头，
We are told that man was made in his image or likeness.
告诉我们说，世人是照着上帝的形象，他那个样子而造成的。
Originally, man was like God in character.
本来人在品格方面是与上帝相似。
When we think of God,
当我们想到上帝的时候，
we must not think of him as some abstract force.
我们不可以认他为一种抽象的力量。
He is just as real as your own father.
他是实实在在，就像你自己的父亲是一样。
And he loves to be called father.
他也喜欢被称为父。
Where is God's dwelling place?
这位上帝是住在什么地方呢？
We are told in Psalm 103:19.
在诗篇103篇19节说，
The Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens.
耶和华在天上立定宝座。
And his kingdom ruleth over all.
他的权柄统管万有。
God dwells in heaven.
上帝是住在天上。
His throne is there.
他的宝座在那里。
This is the kingdom of heaven.
这就是天国，
which rules the nations of earth.
就是统管地上万国的天国。
How unfortunate that some earthly government leaders,
多么不幸的，有一些个世上政府的领袖们，
do not acknowledge this rulership.
不承认这种统治权。
If all nations,
如果所有的国家，
would acknowledge God,As the supreme ruler,
都会承认上帝是至高的统治者。
Then we would have peace.
这样我们就有和平了。
God is the great protector.
上帝是一位至大的保护者。
Destruction does not originate with him.
毁坏不是从他而起源的。
But sometimes God sees fit to remove his protection.
但是有的时候上帝认为合宜要收回他的保护。
From those people who deliberately transgress his will.
就是从那些故意违反他旨意的人那里收回他的保护。
When divine protection is removed,
当这种神圣的保护离开了，
The forces of evil may cause men to destroy one another.
邪恶的势力就可能使人互相摧残。
It is a great comfort.
一种至大的安慰
to the Christian,
对基督徒来说
to know that in heaven there is one who sees all,
就是当他们知道在天上有一位鉴察万有的一位上帝，这就是一种非常大的安慰。
The Christian is not afraid of dangers on land or sea,
基督徒他们不怕在陆地或海洋中的危险。
If he is going at God's command,
如果他是顺从上帝的命令而去，
he knows that a mighty protector will see him safely to his destination.
他就知道这位大有能力的保护者一定会保佑他到达目的地。
King David,
大卫王，
who lived 1,000 years before Christ,
他是在基督以前约一千年，
expressed his trust.In these words,
用这些话来表示他的信靠。
Whither shall I go from thy spirit?
我往哪里去躲避你的灵？
Or where shall I go from thy spirit? And whither shall I flee from thy presence?
我往哪里去逃避你的面？
If I ascend to the heavens,
我若升到天上，
thou art there.
你在那里。
If I make Sheol or grave my bed,
如果我在阴间，就是坟墓下榻，
thou art there also.
你也在那里。
If I take up the wings of the dawn,
我若展开清晨的翅膀。
If I take up the wings of the dawn and dwell at the back of the sea,
飞到海极居住。
Even there, thy hand will guide me.
就是在那里，你的手必引导我。
And thy right hand will hold me.
你的右手也必扶持我。
This is taken from the Smith translation of the Old Testament. God is not too far away to be interested in the needs of his earthly children.
上帝并不离开世上的儿女太远，以致不关心他们的需要。
Here is a most comforting text.
这个地方有一个最令人得安慰的经文。
For thus says the high and exalted one.
因为那至高至上。
Who dwells enthroned forever.
永远长存。
And whose name is holy.
名为圣者，如此说。
I dwell enthroned on high.
我住在至高至圣的所在。
It says here he not only lives on high, but he dwells enthroned, or in other words, he is on the throne there. He is the great king of the universe.
在英文圣经还告诉我们，他不单是住在那个地方，他也是掌权，成为君王。
As the Holy One.
他是一位圣者。
But with him also that is contrite.
他说我也与心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居。
Yes, and humble in spirit. To revive the spirit of the humble.
要使谦卑的人灵苏醒。
And to revive the heart of the contrite.
也使痛悔的人心苏醒。
God, the creator of the universe.
这位上帝，宇宙的创造主。
Loves to dwell or live in the hearts of humble men.
喜爱和心灵谦卑的人一同住，一同生活。
Or in other words, although God sits upon his high throne in heaven, he longs to place his throne in human hearts. Shall we not in humility open our hearts to him?
我们岂不是应当谦卑地敞开我们的心门？
Once a news report told of a woman.
有一次有一个新闻报道提到一个妇人。
Who left four small children locked in a parked car.
她把她的四个小孩子锁在一个停好的汽车里头。
While she went shopping.
当她去买东西的时候。
Forgetful of the passing time.
她就忘记了这个时间很快的过去。
She spent several hours in the comfortable store.
她在那个非常舒服的店铺里头过了好几小时。
Then suddenly, she thought of the children.
然后忽然之间她想起了她的孩子。
Hastening back to the car,
急忙回到她的汽车那里。
The woman found all the children dead.
而发现她的小孩子都死了。
She had left the automobile windows closed.
她因为把她汽车的窗子都关上。
On a sunny day.
因为那也是一个很太阳很大的一天。
And the children had died from excessive heat.
因为过度的炎热。
And lack of oxygen.
以及缺少氧气，所以那孩子们就死了。
The prophet Isaiah wrote.
先知以赛亚跟这样写着说
Can a woman forget her sucking child?
妇人焉能忘记她吃奶的婴孩
That she should not have compassion
不怜恤
On the son of her womb
她所生的儿子
Yea, they may forget
既或有忘记的
Yet will I, or God, not forget thee
我上帝却不忘记你
Isaiah 49:15.
以赛亚49章15节。
We may forget God.
我们可能会忘记上帝。
But he never forgets us.
但他从来不忘记我们。
The Bible says he neither slumbers nor sleeps.
圣经说他从不打盹也不睡觉。
And that darkness is as light before his watchful eye.
在他那守护的眼前黑暗如同光明一样。
Because man cannot understand God's greatness and might.
因为世人不能够了解上帝的伟大和全能
He is tempted to doubt God
有的时候会受试探而怀疑上帝
However, if we could fully fathom God and explain him
如果我们能够完全测透以及解释上帝的话
He would no longer be God
他就不再是上帝
Or be worthy of our worship
也不再值得我们崇拜
God grant us the faith to trust him.
我愿上帝赐给我们信心来倚靠他。
Let us look at our vocabulary words at this time.
现在我们要看我们这一课的生字。
Number one.
第一个。
Prevalent.
流行。
Prevalent. Two. Ancestor.
祖宗、祖先。
Ancestor. Three. Immemorial.
极古的。
Immemorial.Four, dwelling place.
住处
Dwelling place. Five, acknowledge.
承认
Acknowledge. Six, deliberately.
故意的
Deliberately. Seven, destination.
目的地
Destination.Eight, whither.
到什么地方?
Whither. This is an old English word meaning where. Nine, contrite.
痛悔的。
Contrite. Ten, automobile.
汽车。
Automobile. Eleven, excessive.
过度的。
Excessive. 12. Slumbers.
傻盹
Slumbers. And 13. Fathom.
测度
Fathom.
测度
Let us read the lesson over in English.
我们再用英文把这一课念一遍。
A very prevalent custom in the East is ancestor worship.In the ancestral halls of China, we frequently see a tablet with these words, heaven, earth, rulers, ancestors, teachers. From time immemorial, family members have been taught to worship heaven and earth, as well as reverence the spirits of their rulers, forebears, and teachers.The first character on the tablet is always heaven. This character also appears frequently in the ancient Chinese classics. In Beiping, there is an altar of heaven and the temple of heaven. The ancient emperors went there yearly to sacrifice. How abstract the word heaven is. The first verse of the 19th Psalm says,The heavens declare the glory of God. Heaven itself is not the object of our worship. It is the creator of heaven who deserves our adoration. He is God. We are admonished in the Bible to address him not as heaven, but as our heavenly Father. God is a personal being. In the first chapter of Genesis, we are told that man was made in his image or likeness.Originally, man was like God in character. When we think of God, we must not think of him as some abstract force. He is just as real as your own father, and he loves to be called father. Where is God's dwelling place? We are told in Psalm 103:19, The Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens.And his kingdom ruleth over all. God dwells in heaven. His throne is there. This is the kingdom of heaven which rules the nations of earth. How unfortunate that some earthly government leaders do not acknowledge this rulership. If all nations would acknowledge God as the supreme ruler, then we would have peace. God is the great protector. Destruction does not originate with him.But sometimes God sees fit to remove his protection from those people who deliberately transgress his will. When divine protection is removed, the forces of evil may cause men to destroy one another. It is a great comfort to the Christian to know that in heaven there is one who sees all. The Christian is not afraid of dangers on land or sea. If he is going at God's command, he knows that a mighty protector will see him safely to his destination. King David, who lived 1,000 years before Christ, expressed his trust in these words, "Whither shall I go from thy spirit? And whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend to the heavens, thou art there. If I make Sheol, grave, my bed, thou art there also. If I take up the wings of the dawn and dwell at the back of the sea, even there thy hand will guide me, and thy right hand will hold me." God is not too far away to be interested in the needs of his earthly children. Here is a most comforting text. "For thus says the High and Exalted One, who dwells enthroned forever, and whose name is holy, I dwell enthroned on high as the Holy One, but with him also that is contrite and humble in spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite." God, the Creator of the universe, loves to dwell or live in the hearts of humble men. Shall we not in humility open our hearts to him? Once a news report told of a woman who left four small children locked in a parked car while she went shopping. Forgetful of the passing of time, she spent several hours in the comfortable stores. Then suddenly she thought of the children. Hastening back to the car, the woman found all the children dead. She had left the automobile windows closed on a sunny day, and the children had died from excessive heat and lack of oxygen. The prophet Isaiah wrote, "Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I, God, not forget thee." We may forget God, but he never forgets us. The Bible says he neither slumbers nor sleeps, and that darkness is as light before his watchful eye. Because man cannot understand God's greatness and might, he is tempted to doubt God. However, if we could fully fathom God and explain him, he would no longer be God or be worthy of our worship. God grant us the faith to trust him. Well, we come to the close of this broadcast, and I'm sure that we are very much interested in our Heavenly Father.
在我们这次播音接触的时候，我相信每个人对于这位天上的父一定都非常感到兴趣。
To know that he is the Almighty Protector.
知道他是一位大能的保护者。
Do we not wish to place our lives in his keeping?
岂不愿意将我们的一生交在他的手里，由他来保守吗？
We are unworthy of his protecting care.
我们原是不配受他的保护。
For many of us have forgotten him.
因为我们有很多人已经把他忘了。But
he has not forgotten us.
但是他并没有忘记我们。
Then we should ask God to forgive us for forgetting him.
我们应该祈求上帝饶恕我们忘记他的罪。
And ask him to accept us again as his humble children.
祈求他再度的收纳我们做他的谦卑的儿女。
Then let us open our hearts.
我们应该敞开我们的心。
And let his Spirit dwell within.
让他的灵住在我们里面。
May God bless you each one to this end is my prayer.
愿上帝赐福给每一位，乃是我的祈祷。
And we trust you will be with us at the next broadcast.